Well, in my view, the only real winners have been the big business people. Especially in the early days, after the fall of the old system. I mean, if you were in the right place at the right time, you made a fortune. But what about the ordinary people? The truth is that for most of us, things have got worse. Inflation is still high. In the early days, lots of older people saw their life savings disappear overnight. Education and the health service are also in a mess. Teachers and doctors' pay has really fallen. Lots of doctors have left to make a living somewhere else. No, I don't think ordinary people have been the winners.
With the rise in oil prices, Russia's energy sector has really grown. I mean, our resources of oil and gas are some of the biggest in the world, and the new economic reforms have helped us to exploit that. At the same time, though, Russia's other manufacturing industries have suffered. For example, we used to have a huge transport industry making aeroplanes, cars, and ships, but this has almost collapsed. You see, these industries used to be subsidized by the Soviet government. They were never able to compete on the world market, and now their equipment and other capital is old and inefficient. So in truth, these industries are dying.
The new economic reforms have been great for the big Russian cities, especially Moscow. They've got new shopping centers and expensive shops and new supermarkets. And of course, there are lots more tourists visiting those places. But if you go out of Moscow and go to the other regions of Russia, things are very different. Foreign investment goes mostly to Moscow or St. Petersburg, but in the provinces, very little has changed. There are still a lot of one-factory towns, and there's still a lot of poverty.